what was most important was to just get started.
Yeah.
Didn't want was analysis paralysis, where you're thinking too much about it, you know, and I'm trying to get everything perfect. But as I'm going, I'm adding more and more things that I need.
One Life, One You podcast. Nick Sherman. I am here with Antoine of Modern Sapien, the YouTube channel.
That's right.
If you're watching and you have trouble finding it, it's the big muscle guy flexing. That's that's his icon, just so you know.
I'm not big yet, man.
Man.
94 pounds on me.
It depends on who you're comparing yourself to, really. So, introduce yourself. Tell them what you're doing.
Oh, well, okay. So, my name's Antoine, and I have a YouTube channel called Modern Sapien. And basically, it's a nutrition and fitness channel. If you're snarling in the background, that's my crazy dog. But it is a fitness channel to help you build a strong and aesthetic body. So, as we're doing, as far as credentials go, I'm a power lifter. I also do online coaching, so I know a little something.
You know a little bit, right? Yeah. The main thing I wanted to ask is, why did you start the YouTube channel?
Oh, dude, so that's something I've been wanting to do for a while. You know, it's one of those things where, like, I knew I had good information to give out, but it was more so just doubt, like, would anybody want to hear what I have to say? Who am I? You know, you almost have, they call it imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? Let me just do it. So, yeah, I'm going to put a lot of time into it, put it out, and try to help some people.
Yeah. So, why now? Like, why, like, because you just put it up, like, what, like a week or two ago, right?
Yeah, man. Dude, so, you know, I think it's just with COVID and everything. Like, so I've had a lot more extra time than I've had in the past.
A lot of people have.
Yeah. About what's going on. So I did retire from my job back in December. So yeah. I started an e-commerce business. So that's going on. That's on autopilot.
Okay.
And when I'm going, you know, I needed more time to fill. So obviously I have my training, but you still want to be useful.
Yeah.
I need to do something around my passion, which is fitness.
Of course.
And a YouTube channel seemed like one of the better ways for me to do that.
Yeah. So, how are you filming your videos? What are you using?
This iPhone right now.
There you go.
Dude. Yeah, man. Like, good cameras, I mean, you'd be surprised how much you have to pay. So, my thought process on it is I'm going to get good at creating good content off of this. Focus on content first, and then later on I can grab some more gear. iPod, microphone coming from Amazon.
Yeah.
And so we can see if we can get that quality looking a bit better.
No, I know. I'm watching the videos, and I go, it looks good. Like that's why I asked. I go, I just was wondering if you were using a certain setup, if you had a certain camera, a certain mic, but I love the iPhone idea. I go off my phone for almost everything.
Dude, man, iPhone's amazing. Like, if you go into your settings, I don't know if this is true for all iPhones. I have the 11 Max, but I know from 8 upward, if you go to your camera settings, they have an option where you can film everything in 4K.
Yeah.
Yeah, hit that. And that day I did film and I had good sunlight.
You know, and I think the funny thing is, I think YouTube only lets you go up to 1080p. So the 4K is just like extra. It's like for you. Yeah. But everything looks good. You have goals in mind with this channel?
Yeah, dude. So, you know, I want to be able to reach the most amount of people possible. So right now I'm trying to get to 100 subscribers. So that's the first milestone. We'll keep on building up from there. And I have some ideas of different type of videos I want to do. So the next one is I'm thinking I'm going to go more so around the elements you need to be able to build a good physique and keep muscle while you're on a diet. So I'll see if I can get some kind of training footage.
Yeah.
Come on, no, I'll walk you later. So next video. So I want to see if I can get some good training footage.
Okay.
Gonna be right now I'm editing my own videos, which is probably obvious. So we'll see how this goes with the next video, if I'm able to get it in there and look good. Because like, I need things trending toward the better.
Yeah.
So hopefully look a little better until I get it to where I need it to be.
What are you using to edit?
So right now I'm using iMovie. So I use that. And then there is another app called InShot. So I use both of those together. Some are better at different things. So like with InShot, it's easy to add like little banners, stickers, music. And then for the iMovie, that's where I do the deleting sections, stitching things together. Works pretty good.
I use myself, it's an app off the iPhone. It's called KindMaster. I'm gonna send it to you so you can check it out. I like it. It's pretty simple because I tried a bunch of different apps and like, if it gets too confusing, I'm like, no, I gotta delete this. I gotta try something else. So this one's pretty simple. So yeah, I'll send it to you so you can try it out.
KindMaster, yeah. Actually, I'm gonna try that out on this next video I'll be filming Tuesday. So see for me.
How often are you planning on putting out videos?
So at minimum one a week. But if I can pump out more, I will. So, yeah, but I don't want to do less than one a week. I think it's going to be important for me to be consistent. So to keep on pumping out content, and that's how I can really start getting that ball moving slowly, subscriber at a time, helping one person at a time. And then hopefully we'll see that snowball at some point.
Just slowly adding on. From everything I read with YouTube, they like the consistency.
Exactly.
Of, you know, a schedule, putting it out around the same days, stuff like that, to kind of keep pushing you forward. What's the biggest surprise so far in doing these videos?
Oh, man, so biggest surprise for me is that I have some subscribers. So I'm up for about four days ago I went live, I think, and there's 27 subs right now. A lot of which I don't know. So that was surprising.
Strangers.
You know, whenever watching yourself, as you probably know, is strange.
Man. And
yourself, oh, God. I'll watch it to make sure there's not too many mistakes in it. And then after that, I don't want to see it again.
I go, that's probably the worst part about doing any of this is going back, having to edit and re-listen and re-watch yourself. It's
exactly.
The worst.
It's rough. I mean, because then you critique everything. Like, oh, God, I'm not talking fast enough. Or, oh, God, did I stutter there? It's tough.
Yeah, you catch yourself in your own habits. Yeah. Yeah, so you're filming, you're editing. You're uploading yourself, and you're trying to do at least once a week. Do you have a template of topics you want to go over?
So right now, it's rough. So right now, I'm on a cut. So I'm trying to get down to about 10% body fat. So a lot of these early videos are going to be a lot of principles I'll be using to get down lower body fat percentage, but keep as much muscle and strength as possible. So we're going to tackle in more depth nutrition. Another video will be more so on the training. We'll do one on recovery, then exercise selection. And I'm thinking I'm going to do some videos on body. Depending on what each person's situation is,
yeah.
I'm going to try recommendations for how somebody that wants to do something similar can get to that goal.
Okay. That's a solid 4, 5, 6 videos down the line.
So we will see. So that's the plan. So I'm sticking to it, man. Sticking to it.
How are you promoting your videos?
So right now, Instagram, and I'm promoting on Facebook. So Facebook's my name, Antoine D. the Lindsay, and then Instagram, it's Tokyo Sippin'. But then I have another Instagram account, which is Just Fitness, and that one is the_modernsapien. So those three, I just, once I film a video, I do a screenshot of it, put it out there with the link, and see who takes it.
You should, I want to get your editing down, because start chopping clips and then putting the clips up.
Oh, yes, that way people, yes, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
And I was looking, InShot or on iVideo, but one of those is a trailer option. So, that's great.
Yeah, so if you have, say, a 3, 4, 10 minute video, you can make that 4, 5, 30 second clips.
Exactly.
Simple. And you already filmed it. It's already edited. You just got to chop it to fit it on Instagram, fit it on Facebook. Yeah. Watching today, you seem natural in front of the camera. Is it true?
Because I can go stop and re-record.
Yeah, I know that trick too.
It's funny because, you know, talking, having a conversation like we are right now, it's a lot easier than when you're getting feedback from somebody. But when you're talking to a camera and you're, having a conversation with the invisible people that you hope to be watching, it feels totally different. Yeah. Now, admittedly, it felt easier the last time I did that video, and pretty sure it'll get easier the more and more I do this. But right now, it's strange, man.
Yeah, it's because you're basically like this, yeah. And you're just like, and you're staring right at yourself, so you're just talking to yourself, and hopefully it makes sense, and hopefully you're not rambling, and yeah.
Yeah, man.
It's good.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, I think it'll be real good once I do some training videos.
Yeah.
Now, I'm deciding on whether or not I want to talk, like, whether it'll be a voiceover, my training sessions, or if I'll be talking through the sessions. So that'll probably depend on how clear the audio comes through. Because inside gyms, I mean, it's a little tougher to do that without a high-grade camera. Unless I do some with my home gym set up, which is okay. It got me through COVID.
You should try both. I would do like a regular workout, do a voiceover over it, and do a workout with you stopping kind of in between, holding the camera up, saying, hey, I'm doing 4 sets of this at this weight because I'm trying to get here eventually for my working set and things like that. And just to see how it feels for you.
Right, and I can check out both of them and then just go with what I think will be the best content for people.
Editing works wonders.
Dude, man. Editing is, not everything, but it's a big portion of this.
Yeah.
Crazy, man.
Have you worked on, like, the inner workings of YouTube, like getting a YouTube cover for your videos and getting an intro and using the tags for the YouTube at the bottom and all that?
So I have been using tags. I still don't have an intro yet, so it's I did it pretty Spartan. So, you know, I have the logo, the banner, the tags for the video, but not an intro yet. So that's something I'm going to be working on. I thought what was most important was to just get started.
Yeah.
Didn't want was analysis paralysis, where you're thinking too much about it, you know, and I'm trying to get everything perfect. But as I'm going, I'm adding more and more things that I need. But that's definitely part of, like, the maybe not the final vision of my channel, but, you know, once I get pretty good at this, I imagine all that.
Yeah, just starting. That's the big thing.
Yeah. Hey, just like, man, because you think about it, people have fitness goals, and the thing that will usually stop people is they're thinking too much about it. Like, I'm pretty sure you've had clients where, you know, you're teaching them, like, a pull up in there, should I go slow or fast on the eccentric, the concentric? Like, dude, just do the pull ups. We can worry about all the tightening up everything else later. Let's just get started, get moving. Yeah. You'll see some big.
Yeah, my thing is always just get one. Like, get 10, and then we can nerd out on everything later, but do the initial part first. Yeah.
Right.
And that's the same thing with everything. Like, it's why I'm doing this, it's why you're doing the channel. You just gotta push.
Exactly. And then you look up a year later, you're like, oh man, I
Progress.
need.
Yeah. That's all it's about. Awesome. I'm looking forward to more videos.
Dude, let's definitely do. I appreciate that feedback you gave me, so I can't wait to use it to help me with my own channel.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll. So, you know, both of us are fit guys, man. And
Man, you're way stronger. Like, you wanna go out and do some cardio,
hey,
man.
but you're, and it's crazy. I feel like with like the fitness you have, like the you know, stripping power, that's good for, you know, lifting heavy weights. But that's not everything. You know, you have endurance, conditioning, and that's a whole other world, man. So they.
I actually love the conditioning part of the fitness. Like, I don't know why, but the feeling of almost dying a little bit inside, I
Bro, I hate cardio, man. I do it, but I do not like it. I go on walks, so I do 10,000 steps a day. When I'm on a cut, when I'm not on a cut, it's however many steps I get walking my dog.
Yeah. No, I love going out sprints and burpees and doing box jumps and all that. Like, I'll do that all day long.
A lot more savage than what I'm doing, bro.
Yeah, it's true.
Nick, man, this was good, brother. Let's do this.
Yes, I'm definitely gonna be checking in. I'm definitely gonna watch all the videos, send you whatever I can to help you out. I think it's really cool that you just want to spread more information and more actually good information from the very first video. I'm like, all right, he's telling good information. From the first one, it's just like, all right, there's no tricks, there's no gimmicks. You need to get your steps in, eat calories less. I'm like, all right, we're here, we're good.
It's not complicated. It's simple, but not easy.
That's what I say. I go, it's simple, but it's work.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's true. Again, thanks for coming on Modern Sapien
That's
YouTube
right,
channel.
my Fabian.
Yes. Thanks, man.
All right, Nick, I'll be talking to you, brother.
Thanks for listening. Make sure to like and subscribe to the podcast. Leave a review, screenshot it and share it, tag me in it. Make sure to check out onelifeoneyou.com. The goal, health and happiness, stronger every day.